If you listen to this show often enough, you'll notice that many of the stories and conversations we share with you work out to around 3 minutes long. NPR's weekend All Things Considered has turned that scenario on its head, inviting listeners to send them stories through its 3-minute fiction contest. Guy Raz is host of Weekend All Things Considered, and he's the man behind the project. He's here to tell us about the 7 previous rounds of 3-minute fiction and the 8th round, which begins this weekend. It feels incredibly weird for me to say this to you, but Guy Raz, welcome to All Things Considered.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Brady. It's great to be on.
How did you hit on 3-minute fiction?
I was on a sabbatical year, and I was in a class. I took a literature course with James Wood, and he is the literary critic for The New Yorker. And there was one lecture where he was talking about short fiction, and it just seemed like an interesting way to bring listeners into the program more intimately. What we do, Brady, we talk through these microphones. You know, folks all over New Hampshire and country, they listen to us. And the reality is that they feel a sense of ownership over what we do, rightfully so, because they voluntarily pay for this. We ask for their support. And I thought, well, what about asking listeners to contribute to the program in, you know, in terms of the content, actually put something on the air that they have done? And 3 years on, we've had close to 40,000 original short stories come into our offices, which is, you know, I think it gives people a sense of who else is listening to public radio out there. You know, people listen to it and they're thinking, oh my God, you know, there are people who like me are listening to public radio, and they're really incredible writers.
You're tapping into 2 trends, and one is being participatory, which you mentioned, and the other is the idea of less is more. You know, Twitter is one example of that, but
totally
creating a space where you're almost constrained, but in a way that gives you the freedom to be creative.
Yeah, exactly. And as you know, because I know you follow me on Twitter and I follow you on Twitter, And everybody should follow Brady on Twitter, by the way.
Aren't you nice?
Is you can actually say a lot in 140 characters. You can say a lot more in 3 minutes, which in our case is about 600 words. I mean, the other thing about 600 words is that it's doable. You know, it's not homework. It's something that can realistically be done in, you know, in a couple of days or you know, even a night.
What have people been doing that you didn't expect that made you say, well, that was really creative?
There was a round where the challenge was the nurse left work at 5 o'clock. Every story had to start that way. You know, a lot of people wrote about a nurse. One person wrote the nurse left work at 5 o'clock was one of the most influential punk albums of this era. So they took this line and turned it into an album title. It's just amazing how people sort of wrap their heads around these challenges. The other thing is just the volume of stories we've had, because I really thought this was going to be a one-off thing. We never really expected it to, you know, have a life of its own, but now it's become this regular feature on the show. We try to do it 4 times a year. So just the success of the competition has been amazingly surprising. I mean, mind-blowingly surprising.
Well, as we said, round 8 begins this weekend, and each new round now has a particular challenge or theme. We don't want to spoil it. We know that's going to be announced on the show, but any hints you can give us?
Each round, we've brought on a judge, and this round we've got Luis Alberto Urrea. He's an incredible writer. A lot of your listeners will know him from the book The Hummingbird's Daughter. Luis has picked a first line, and I think it's about 15 or so words. So I should say that we'll probably limit you to limit our listeners to about 585 words. Once you have to use that exact line and take the story from there.
Guy Raz, really great talking with you. We'll be listening this weekend.
Thanks so much, Brady.
Guy Raz created the 3-minute fiction contest for Weekend All Things Considered, which, of course, he hosts. You can find out more about the project and read some of the past entries by visiting our website, nhpr.org.